Global Church of God.
Radio.
This is the Global Church of God, and this is a host, Dr. Christian. Global Church of God is a worldwide biblical church for every person who wants to have good success in life, have a long life, succeed in everything in life, including finances, and to become also, if you so desire, a millionaire or multimillionaire, because everything is possible. Stay healthy and enjoy everything in a manner that is correct. Doesn't hurt anybody, doesn't hurt you, doesn't hurt your body. And if you're married, gives you guidance in everything, how to have a happy marriage, how to raise your children if you are lucky to have children, how to treat your spouse, how to do everything correctly. The Bible is the book of success. It guides you in everything. We have handled more or less about that fact, that when we follow the biblical guidance and do it in a way the Bible tells us to do, we are going to be more than successful. We are going to be successful forever. And we get a life that will last forever. Yes, forever. Without any sickness. Without any problem. Yes, a problem at the same time during this tribulation, first chance in life. The time that we now live as a human being on this earth. How to make that successful based on the biblical guidance? Actually, it's not so complicated. It's in 10 commandments how to live. What is a commandment? Commandment is a success law. Commandment is an old-fashioned word that most people might not like. Who wants to be commanded? Now that's why you need to use a worldwide Bible that is based on the modern language. Worldwide meaning that everybody would understand that translation. Now the translation means we use language. Language develops. New words come. Some words die. When the language is old, there may be continuously words that the new people come in the world will not understand what it means. That's why we need to use a language, a version of the biblical text when we study the Bible, that we can understand. A few examples. Commandment means success law. We have 10 success laws there in the Bible, provided by God. And sin, what does sin mean? It means breaking one or all of these, or some of these success laws, 10 success laws. Breaking one of them, not following them. If we have a system that says, do this, and you will be succeeding in everything. You will stay healthy. You have a happy marriage. And if you don't want to be married, that you are happy life otherwise. That you will be successful even in financially. And you might even, if you so decide, become a millionaire. Everybody can become a millionaire if you, or multimillionaire, if you so desire. There's nothing wrong with that, just the Bible. But it's wrong if you make the money your only most important thing. And use it in a wrong manner. When you have money, you need to help other people. Even though you don't have much money, you still have to help your neighbor. Anyway, speaking about these success laws, these 10 commandments, there are two of them. When Jesus was here a few thousand years ago, people asked him, people were leading scholars in Jerusalem, and they thought, we are going to catch him now, among others, he cannot answer the question. they asked teacher, they called him teacher, what are the most important, or what is the most important commandment? What is the most important success law? What is the most important of these 10 success laws? Jesus answered, there are two of them. And when you follow and apply these two, everything automatically will be following that you are applying actually then all of these 10 in your life. And what are those two? Jesus said, the first one is respect, love, and follow the guidance of God. Respect God, your and honor God. Secondly, the second most important is love your neighbor. And he said, Jesus said, when you do these two things, everything follows automatically after that, and you fulfill all these 10 commandments, 10 success laws. Think about this, why that is the case. If you follow the, if you follow it and respect your God, isn't that something that God will bless you? And God will take care of you in everything in a manner that you are protected and you will be guided in such a way that, that everything will be well with you. And second, if you love your neighbor, you will not do something wrong to anybody. Case. And the rest of the success laws will automatically follow. Now, what are success laws? How do we know what they are? Are they real? Are they true? Success laws were created by God and dictated by God. How do we know that it was dictated by God? And actually, the whole Bible is dictated by God. How do we know that? How do we know that? Well, people who have not studied the Bible don't know that. But yet, at the same time, the Bible is a book that is the most published book in the world history. That means something. It must mean something. Secondly, it's translated in thousands of languages. We have about 6,000 languages when we take the dialects or something like that. It's basically translated to every major language. It doesn't mean that it had to be so major that only 1 billion people speak about that language. No, most languages, let's put this say. And the third one is a miracle, even though it has been translated, distributed worldwide. Its original text has never been changed in those translation processes, as most time would happen. It's the same thing. Now, how do we know God dictated the Bible? How do we know that? It's very easy and simple when you know how. First of all, you need to study the Bible in order to understand what the Bible is. If you don't study the Bible, start studying the Bible. Study that daily and apply the information. I give you guidance how to do that with your family. God says in the Bible, I dictated the Bible and translate this down and shows the people who wrote the Bible down as his secretaries during these several thousands of years. God put in the Bible 101 evidence, pieces or evidences that would make us understand that the biblical text must not have been created, developed or invented by any human being. Because when he, God, dictated the Bible, and why did the Bible was dictated by God? Because God wanted to give us a book of success. Follow this and you will be successful. And this is most important are these 10 success laws, meaning 10 commandments. Follow them, apply them, and the rest will automatically come. But everything else what I guide you to do, follow that. And you will be successful if you follow what I have dictated. How do we know that God dictated that? Because these secretaries who were writing down the biblical text, says the Bible, wrote down there something that they could not, as human beings, never have known. Predictions of the future exactly in details, that it's something that would happen after 1 year or 10 years or 100 years or even thousands of years. Exactly describing what happened there or here, who did this and that, the name and year and everything. How could a human being, any human being, create something like that, that they would not possibly have known. So somebody who would know the secret of the universe would must have told and dictated the Bible text, because that's not the human invention. Secondly, there are certain scientific facts in the Bible already put there 4,000 years ago that we could not, as human beings, have known. For instance, we didn't know 4,000 years ago that the Bible is, I'm telling you, that the world is roundish. We thought long time is flat. Sometimes, in the modern times, 1500, somebody proved to us that it's actually roundish. And there are many other things. All kinds of predictions, who did this or that, and with the name, and all kinds of things. Human beings couldn't have known those things, that they're all facts, they all happened. So somebody who knew all the secrets must have told that. Why would he not then logically believe that it's God, Oscar? Because the Bible says God dictated. So start believing it, and then start studying the Bible, that you know that you don't stay behind, that you are not one of those ignorant persons who doesn't, people who doesn't want to know anything. If you don't know anything how the world functions, you cannot succeed. If you work in Wall Street and want to become a billionaire in investment business, you follow the Bible and you become an honest multi-billionaire. There are certainly some of those billionaires who have said, I follow the biblical guidance. Yes. Now, I'm guiding you as the most important, one of the most important thing in life, to have the biblical knowledge for you, for your spouse, for your children. How do you do that? Have a weekly meeting, where you first all decide together what parts you're going to study during the week, and then you discuss after the 1 week in your family meeting the material what all you have been studying. And you start that biblical studying. First you study the Ten Commandments, and then you discuss the Ten Commandments. But then you decide together as a family, including your children, to apply the Ten Commandments, Ten Success Laws advice. How do you find the Ten Success Laws? Go to the Google search Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments. They are still using the old French language, and then that they mean Ten Success Laws. And then you study them, and then you decide to apply them, and decide together as a family, including your children, how to apply them. And then you start seeing life is getting better. In that kind of family meeting, that lasts 2-3 hours maybe, and a day maybe Sunday, and you go out if it's weather allows out. To the and have a picnic and out there to the forest area or on a lake rather than a lake actually on the water like a river that flows. Why? Because in the forest and on the river there are negative ions in the air that are very healthy for the human beings, pro body. So that's another story. But yes. And your family will be improving as a unit, and you all succeed better in life, and your children will thank you. Do this every week for several years, year after year. If you are not married, study alone, or have a family, or have a study group with your friends, and you will see that when you apply the biblical guidance, you will be succeeding. When you listen to this show and prove that you have listened, you can get free continuing education, college and university credits. But you have to register as a listener. How do you register? You go to our website, www.ccg, that means Global Church of God, one as a number, org.weebly.com, weebly.com. And you will follow the instructions how to register as a listener. That's a very valuable thing to have all these free credits, but you have to prove that you have listened by taking a test. But it is, as I mentioned, very valuable for you and everybody's children. And when you do this kind of family meeting, your children will thank you for the rest of their lives. And then the 101 pieces of evidence, they're also in our website, listed in the tab, success a lot, success a lot, success of science, success that I have as the host of the shows, Dr. Christian, has developed. And you'll study them there in the first place. You study all of those 101 pieces of evidence what is found in the Bible. They are on our website. This is, of course, a lifetime project for you and for your children. It's never ending. Because it takes time to study the Bible. I use a modern language Bible. Every language will develop and the certain words disappear and certain new words come. As an example, well, how many people would know what a sin is? Most people don't know. And it's a wrong thing that in most churches the pastors just talk about, you are a sinner, you sin every day, so ask and repent. What does this all mean? And they say, follow these 10 commandments, follow the God's commandments. And nobody knows what commandments really mean. And nobody knows what sin means, and repenting might mean repenting for them. They don't really want to do anything because they don't even understand what it means. They have to be explained that sin is a breaking a success law. Sin means breaking a success law. Sinner is somebody who breaks the success laws and will not be successful in life. And repenting means just simply change in your ways. And many of the pastors in churches, they don't use the understandable language. You sinners, repent! And nobody knows what it means. And they think about, what do I have to repent? How do I do this? What's a sinner? What am I doing? That has to be explained now, as I explained to you. So, we have been discussing recently how to pray and what the benefits of the prayers are. So, go there and study in the past, if you haven't listened to shows, what it means to benefit, what the benefits are from a prayer. Now, did you know that our brain, the human brain, contains more connections than the entire communications network on Earth? Isn't that something? Our brain, a human brain, yours, mine, everybody's, contains more connections than the entire communications network on Earth. On Earth. Isn't that something? How many of you knew that? Now, the thing is this, God created us, and everything functions in a manner that is unbelievable, scientific. Speaking about the scientific facts in the Bible, also thousands of years ago, they brought to our evidences all these connections and brains. And do you really think that then we are so rich in communications network in our brains that it was just an explosion or something, big bang, and everything then became to stay and be, they developed like that. Somebody must have designed us. Somebody must have designed that. That makes sense. And the Bible says it was God who created us in his own image. Yes, in his own image. He gave us a free will to decide what we can do and what we do or not do. Because if we didn't have the free will, we would be very slaves, we would be slaves and we wouldn't be happy. Because we have a free will, we are free to decide what we do. And we will free. We'll feel free. I think it's a big happiness fact to be free to be yourself. But we had the correct possibility to decide what we do. Sometimes we do wrong, sometimes we do right. But it would be better to do always right. If we follow these 10 success laws, we will always right. And that's a fact. Now also, Jesus, as the Bible says, I would advise you that you start understanding and realizing that everything in the Bible is something for you to apply in a correct manner. And when you do that, you will be successful and happy and have a long life. Human beings, even now, we all, based on the modern science, we know that we can live up to 120 at least. And how many we do? I'm talking about living healthy up to 120. It's very easy to live up to 100. Many people more and more live that long. they are in they drop dead at 90s, they drop at 100, and there are nothing wrong with their brains. They have taken care of their body, and they have not eaten in the wrong manner. They eat food, not some kind of ingredients, like fast food is not food, it's bad food. Now, how we know what to eat is in the Bible, what we have to eat in a few pages. Two pages, one or two pages is said what you have to read. Eat. So when you read the study those, and when you study the success, then you have then you study the success laws, and when you study the Bible, start studying, as I said, first this 101 pieces of evidence on my website, then start from Proverbs, because Proverbs are easy to understand, and they're very practical guidance and apply the information. After that, study Revelation, because it will tell you what's going to happen in the future, and what is starting to happen in you even now. This world will not be destroyed anymore, as once it was destroyed for instance the flood, because people didn't follow the success laws. God said, I'm going to kill you all, because you don't deserve to be living. Because life will be miserable when you don't follow the success laws. When you follow the success law, life will be very successful and happy. Now, the 10 success laws are the keys. Teach them to your children, teach them to yourself, and apply them all. When you do all these things what I'm guiding you to do, you will be happy, successful, and become a millionaire or billionaire if you so want to. That the biblical guidance, everything is difficult. If you follow the 10 success laws and teach your children to guide them to follow them for in their life, everything will succeed, but you need to apply the information. You have to apply the information. Do what I'm guiding you to do. You will be successful. Daily, ask the first thing in the morning, guidance from God by praying. It's not difficult to pray. Just ask God, please God in Jesus' name. And pray in Jesus' name, as the Bible says, pray in Jesus' name. You say, God, I have a prayer here. I'm asking you to do this, please. I'm praying this in Jesus' name and addressing to you, God. This is how you pray. This is important to realize that's how to pray, because that's what the Bible says what we have to do. Say, pray, address to God in Jesus' name. But it has to be something. You cannot ask something that is wrong. It has to be based, the prayer has to be based on success laws, that it's going to be in that line for the success law teaches us to do. So check it that. When you pray, is it in the line of the 10 commandments, in 10 success laws? Then you will be receiving what you ask. It must be something that is not asking to do something wrong. It's important to pray daily, for hours of prayer in just a few minutes. Now, Jesus is Son of God, and who came in the world to teach us a new covenant, that when you believe in Jesus and follow the 10 success laws, you will be having eternal life in the new world that God will create. Everything bad will be destroyed, and God will turn this world into a paradise. Now, it certainly is not a paradise, because we have messed up everything here. The paradise, when it turns back to paradise, the world will last forever. And people who have been selected, everybody who has followed the biblical guidance will be selected to live forever. Some of them will be taken to heaven to administer the heavenly world. And some will stay on the earth. And people who had died, they will come back to life and live happily ever after. Healthy, successful, happy life. That's what the Bible says. And why would we not believe it? Because everything what the Bible has predicted has happened exactly the way that it was predicted. And now the Bible says that. So start believing that. That's your best. The most important thing in life is to learn to know what the 10 success laws are, and then apply them, and then teach to your children, and have this study group. That's a study group that will last the rest of your life, because the Bible is a long text. It takes time to study. Do this, and you will never regret. The show time is over soon. Now, Jesus was God's Son, and this year, the anniversary of Jesus' death falls on Wednesday, March 23, 2016. this year, 2016, the anniversary of Jesus' death falls on Wednesday, March 23, 2016. Jesus died for us as a new covenant. Jesus was born as a human, but with guidance from God and with heavenly powers. He created many miracles to prove that I am what I say. And even that was predicted in God, in the Bible, several thousands of years before God, Jesus was coming as a human being to the world. Jesus suffered for us, paid the ransom for our wrongdoings. And when you believe in Jesus, you will be succeeding, you will be having a good life. That's the point. You have to believe what the Bible says. You have to apply that and your life will be successful. That's the biggest and best message what I can give you as a pastor. Do what I have been doing is important. Cannot say that enough of times. You have to enough. Enough means even though repeated 100 times and even though repeat the same message in every show. It's never too many. It's never too much. Because that's the most important thing for success in life, in this life and in the future. You want to live forever with your children? That is possible in the new paradise. And why would that not be true? Because everything what is in the Bible has happened. The predictions what the Bible has from the future have always happened. And I tell you one thing. If you start following the 10 success laws, you will be successful in your life. You never will be a loser after that. God will give you a successful life. Pray daily. Start your day with a prayer. Address to God in Jesus' name. Finish your day with a prayer. Address to God in Jesus' name. Ask for guidance. Ask for success. Every problem will be solved. And there's a saying, when God wants to give you a gift, he always puts it in form of a problem. Why? Because when you solve the problem with God's guidance, you will be getting stronger and wiser. Yes, makes sense. The more problems you have solved, the more experienced you are, so you are stronger and more knowledgeable and wiser. Yes or no? And more intelligent. You know what to do. Ask always in your prayer guidance from God, and God will guide you in Jesus' name. Ask in Jesus' name, address to God. This is the most important advice anybody who gives you Bible guidance can give, because that's the key to success. But at the same time, the ten success laws, when you apply them all and teach them to children, that is all you need to do. That's not too much to apply. It's not easy. But all is there. Also in the Bible, what to eat to be staying healthy. At least it doesn't say eat fast food. No, it says eat healthy, natural food. It shows also how to prepare the food. That's the case. And it's the same as the modern nutritional science, human science knows. I certainly know that because I also have a PhD degree in nutritional sciences. It's the same as in the Bible is in a few lines. It's a fact. Where in the Bible? Will I give you that information some other time? The showtime is basically over. If you and when you follow this advice and have the weekly meeting with your family, you will have success in your life. And remember, as a human being, your body is a big miracle. Not very easy to copy and build. Your and mine and everybody's brain contains more connections than the entire communications network on Earth. This must be then have developed by somebody who's a master developer. Yes, isn't that something? Our brain contains more connections than the entire communications network on Earth. Everybody's brain, your brain, my brain, everybody's human brain is that powerful. And most people don't realize that or know that. But when you start studying the Bible, you will know everything you need to know. How to apply everything in such a way that you will be successful in knowing what to do in everything. So, the two most important success laws are respect to God and follow God's guidance. Number two, love your neighbor. When you love your neighbor, you don't do things wrong and you will be succeeding. Those are the two most important laws to apply. And all the rest of the details you'll find in the Bible. Start studying the Bible with your whole family and you will be knowing everything. You will be the person, your children will be the person who knows it all. And you will be certainly successful in life. Have healthy, long life. And if you want, you will become a multimillionaire. Because it's certainly a blessing from God. But you must use your money in a correct manner. First, you give 10% to God. You help with 10% minimum. Biblical guidance. Teachers, meaning the pastors and your chosen church. Church that teaches Bible, not something else. How do you know that this is Bible? When you start studying the Bible, then you know if your church studies the Bible, otherwise you cannot know. Step by step takes years to study the whole Bible with your children in your family meeting. This is your host, Dr. Christian, and until next time, do all this what I'm asking you to do, and you will never regret, and you will have, and your children will have a successful life and happy life. And after death, we will be coming back to the world that is healed. It's a paradise, and we will have an eternal life. And why would that be true? Because everything else is true else in the Bible. That's why it's going to be true, so start believing that. Then you study the Bible with your children, have even the babies there that they get used to it. Then you will know everything, because God's word in the Bible tells you everything you need to know, and much more. Until next time, this is your host, Dr. Christian, in Jesus' name.